I'm pretty proud of the latest work we've done here. So I'm working with GM lately in this NGSC. And
I've seen some of these commercials. Are you referring to a particular one or?
No, especially I'd say one that I don't think that you've seen, but a campaign for car called Meriva, which the main purpose of the campaign was to launch a new transmission. It's a kind of automatic transmission, but the goal we had is to tell woman that this transmission was a good transmission.
Because it could be manual,
yeah.
Or
is this the one where she takes the slaves off?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah, yeah, that, so you saw the commercial. But what I want to tell about it, it's that, well, we have this difficulty, because this car was supposed to be a car for women, and we have to tell them, women that don't know anything about cars historically, or they're not interested in cars, or especially in transmission, in wheels, in whatever. They like cars. That it's a good car. It's a good transmission. It's a car that would fit for them. So we decide to take advantage of a language that a woman would understand better, which is fashion. So for the first time, I think we sold a car talking about fashion. So we developed after that a whole brand of clothing together with
yes, there is a medieval collection.
Yeah,
of
collection
dresses.
Of clothing inspired in this transmission.
That can be one
yeah.
So they can change.
They can change. And actually, this collection of clothes are selling very well in stores.
Who makes these? Who sells them? Where
the brand called Maria Bonita, which is a high
Beautiful Maria.
Yeah, very well known brand for clothing. So I think it's a common campaign. We could only make a commercial for TV and show, well, this is the new medieval or whatever. But we want to touch women for the first time, in talking to her, looking to their eyes.
Okay, how did you end up doing the clothes as well? How was it possible to? I mean, you can think this, but you actually did it. So how do you manage to have that?
We imagined that we were able to do that, but we contact this company, this Maria Bonita guy, which is the stylist,
yeah.
And we told him the project, and he fell in love with it. So he helped us to develop the clothing, and we did all the communication for that. So
you're ending up doing advertising for him. Is he paying for that?
He didn't pay anything, but he actually built all the clothes and he put working on it, you know.
Okay, but by building all the clothes and by doing this and having the line himself,
it was an exchange of favors.
Yeah, okay. Exchange of work actually.
Yeah.
We communicate him his.
Well, you're helping his brand. His
brand.
Yeah. So this is an exchange of favors.
Yeah.
How did you know this person to begin? Was he somebody's friend or?
No, we just contacted him and okay. We have something to tell
Brazil
you.
In Brazil, it's easy to make contact and to get friends because we are always warm and we are always kissing and embracing
idea.
And, you know, foreign people sometimes get a little surprised, you know, because you say, hello, my dear, you know, it's normal for us.
Yeah.
It's common.
So I was very proud of this whole idea to become true, you know.
Now, where did you get the idea to talk to women in terms of fashion? Where did that come from?
From a research we were watching, girls, they were like interviewing girls in the car, and every time they say, oh, and this is the new transmission, what do you think about it? And usually they say, oh, it's beautiful. So
how cute!
Oh, how cute!
And this is a focus group. Was it a focus group?
No, yeah, it's not a regular focus group, but we took lots of girls or lots of women in the field of in the test field of General Motors, and we were like driving, make them drive the car, and we were like with them, and then we.
So they talk this language of fashion, and you picked up on.
Yeah, and then when they say, "Oh, it's beautiful," say, "Well, they think the design is beautiful, but they're not thinking about." If it's a good transmission or not, if it's easy or not, if it will help our technology. So we said, we'll never reach them, we'll never get them if we talk like technically. So we decided to talk
in terms of style.
And then from style, we got the fashion.
And in addition to sort of, what were the kinds of things the women were saying? Tell me a little bit more about it. They were saying it's beautiful, it's. What was the rest of this language? Can you remember some more of it?
To make us get in fashion. I think it's mostly the way that they were attracted by the design of the thing of the car and of the transmission, and especially because when we say transmission, they what is transmission? They don't know what transmission is. It's okay. True. So
they don't care about transmission. They care about if the car is beautiful.
Yeah.
If the car is cool.
There's another hint we had. It's like they love the car because they have lots of places to put things, and we ask what things you usually put in. They say, oh, the lipsticks and the perfume and all the stuff. So it was beautiful because if you want to sell a car to a woman, you have to sell
these features.
These features, not a 1.8 engine, 16 volts. You know. So we discovered that. With this work, and I think it's a good example of creativity also, because we had to find a way to reach them.
Yeah, now, can I ask a question that is not my own, but would come out of the North American context, because I'd like to hear your answer to it. There are people who might identify themselves as feminists who would be saying that, here are you people putting women in their place, talking with them only in this language of women, they try and make them be this way, seriously, you talk to them in this way.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that kind of
We business? Had this discussion, especially because we work for an American brand of car.
There you go.
So,
American
agency.
Yeah.
You know, of course.
Okay.
And we found, well, it was, yet we it was possible to for us to have this kind of reaction. We were worried about it. So we put out, we put a young woman talking, first of all, in a commercial, talking to another woman, spectator, and she was not saying, "Oh, I wanna show you something that you don't know." She was not saying that like that. We were like, "Oh, I'm here to show you something that you will like it," and just explain the transmission, whatever. We never said, "Oh, women never, will never know how transmission is." We never say that. We knew that, and we worked for them to understand the commercial. But we took care of not saying that, and put a woman talking like in the same language to the women that we find as an spectator. So that somehow it worked. Another hand,
Did that question come from outside Brazil, or was that asked here in the agency?
No, here. We asked this question before.
North American coming in.
No.
And saying, what are you doing?
No. Another thing is that I think Brazilians is kind of more relaxed with it. I don't think Brazilians are feminists or machists.
We're
women here
North
are
American
not
question.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think I would add to your explanation the fact that. If you have only 30 seconds to communicate, to touch women, you have to be straight to the point. Instead of doing something related to brain to make them think and blah, blah, let's talk to them the way they are used to.
So what you're saying is you pick up on the language that women are actually using and use this as the way of talking to other women.
Of connecting,
yes. Of connecting, yes. because that's the root word, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. What a lovely story.
Thank you.